It's Vikings PR here. We got Tom Compton. Thanks for joining pretty late here in the afternoon. Normal rules here, just going to make sure you state your name and outlet when you're asking a question, and please mute when you're not asking a question. I'm going to pass it over to Tom. He'll have some opening remarks, and then we'll open it for questions. Okay? Go ahead, Tom.
Hey guys, Tom Compton here. Just wanted to say super excited to be here back home. Just want to throw a thank you to the Wolf family, Rick Spielman and Coach Zimmer for giving me the opportunity. I know this team's going in the right direction. I'm just very proud to be a part of it now.
Questions, anybody?
Hey, Tom, Chris Thomas in St. Paul Pioneer Press. How did it all come together that you ended up with the Vikings?
Well, it all just kind of came together one night. My agent called me, told me the Vikings were interested, and I was obviously very interested as well once I heard that. So we immediately started working out some details, and the next day I ended up agreeing on terms here.
Hey Tom, Timmy Otter with Viking Update. Just wondering, were there other visits that you took, or was the Vikings kind of first up and also first on your radar because of growing up here?
I didn't take any other visits. I knew once that the Vikings were interested, just knowing how good of a team that they have, that I wanted to be a part of it. Obviously the weapons that they're adding here and everything they're doing around Egan is amazing. So I felt like it was the right time to be a part of that.
Speaking of Egan, what were your impressions of the facility when you first walked in?
Pretty blown away. Never even seen anything like this before. Really unheard of at the NFL level. So it was just kind of amazing to walk through and kind of see all the state-of-the-art stuff. It's going to be an awesome year.
Hey, Tom, Chris Thomason again. How close are you to Kirk Cousins, who you played with in Washington, and did he play any role in your coming to Minnesota?
Yeah, extremely close with Kirk. Good friend of mine that we got to play together for 4 years in Washington. And as soon as I heard the news that he was coming here, deep down I hope that we would be able to reunite again. So it definitely played a part in it, the fact that I'd have that opportunity. It wasn't the only factor, but it was definitely one of them.
Tom, have they given you any indication of, guard, center, tackle, or, where they are kind of looking for you this year?
So I think the plan right now is, start around at guard, see how that goes, but also be able to plug in at other spots. That's kind of what I've done most of my career, is just bounce around different positions. So I think they'll see how guard goes, and then kind of just go from there.
You think, there could be a starting spot open if Joe Berger doesn't come back. Are you thinking you're a starting candidate, possibly at that right guard spot?
It's really up to the coaches. I want to see what they think, but I'm definitely here to compete for a starting spot. That's my mentality, and just kind of have to see how things go in OTAs and just kind of work from there.
Tom, Pierre Nugent with Fox 9 Sports. You mentioned that you were teammates with Kirk Cousins in Washington. From your time spent there with him, what are your impressions of him as a locker room leader?
Kirk is a natural-born leader. I knew it the minute I met him. He just kind of brings everybody together with his poise and, really knows how to lead a group of men and just seeing his hard work, he's there, dang near 24 hours a day. I don't know how often he leaves the building, but he's super hard worker, and I know guys will be drawn to him. He has, that certain leader energy to him.
Tom, what was the reaction back home when they heard you were going to be signing with the Vikings?
Well, obviously, you know, my family's very excited that I get to be back home. I didn't realize I was calling my sister while she was driving. She almost got in an accident, I think. So this is kind of the reaction I got from most of my family. So.
Tom, was this ever a dream for you to play for the Minnesota Vikings, considering you went to school out here?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's mostly, you know, kids' dreams who play football in this area. I mean, obviously you never think it'll actually happen, especially now going, you know, into my seventh year that, you know, the opportunity came up now. So I'm just, you know, I'm grateful for the opportunity. And it's just the fact that this organization is just doing all the right things, bringing in the right people, making the right moves. It's just, I think it's going to be really special.
Tom, I think you've had, 15 starts in your NFL career. Have those all been at guard, or how's those been divvied up?
I think it's probably half and half between guard and tackle. I think my second or third year I ended up starting like 10 games at right tackle, and then the rest have been at guard. Last year, all season, I was playing guard, so however that ended up as far as games started.
Tom, you obviously, I'm sorry, Tom, you obviously were on an Atlanta team that made the Super Bowl a little over a year ago. How close do you think this Vikings team is to going to the Super Bowl, and maybe how do they stack up to Atlanta when you kind of joined them a few years ago?
Yeah, I mean, the cool thing with Atlanta was the, you know, the locker room. We all were a very tight group, and based on what I've heard, very similar things here. You know, I think that the Vikings have a really good, you know, team message, being smart, tough and physical, like that's kind of the motto. And you know, you kind of saw the product last year, super close, and I think bringing in these guys is really going to make that next step happen.
Tom, fair to say that you're more comfortable at guard than tackle, and or right side versus left side?
Yeah, I mean, I've bounced around so many times that I think I'm pretty comfortable anywhere. I haven't had to, you know, be stuck at one spot and then randomly flip to another. You know, I've practiced every position, so you know, the comfort issue's never really been there.
Any other players besides Kirk on the Vikings roster that you know?
Yeah, I know Riley Reiff, him being from South Dakota, we know a lot of the same people. We met at the Combine, so it'll be cool to, you know, reunite with him. And then a couple other guys on the O-line, Diego and Korn, I had met in Chicago, so that'll be cool.
You big hunter or fisherman or anything like that to join Riley out there in South Dakota?
Definitely fishing. Not a big hunter, but I definitely like to go fishing.
How did you think about just the way the Vikings, you touched upon it a little bit, the way they improved themselves in free agency, not only with Kirk Cousins, but even beefing up that great defense by getting Sheldon Richardson?
Yeah, it's a great add. Obviously, the Vikings defense is you know, considered one of the best in the league. Playing them last year, I know that it was a formidable opponent. I'm really glad that I get to be on their side now, and only get to go against them in practice. I don't have to play them in a game anymore because they are definitely stacked on defense. So, you know, that's going to make me a better player. Hopefully, you know, me competing with them will, you know, make them even better. So it's definitely a win-win.
When you played against the Vikings last year, were you mostly matched up against Tom Johnson, or was it Linval at all, or who were you up against most often?
Yeah, it was a mixture of Linval and Tom, both incredible players, you know, strong, physical. I mean, definitely tough guys to play against.
Couple more questions, guys.
I think we're good.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks. Congrats, Tom.
Thanks. Welcome.